Listen again.
音声をもう一度聞き、読み上げられた英語の質問に英語で答えなさい。
Thanks to satellites, radar, and weather balloons, we can get the weather forecast in seconds. Long before we had the technology we use today, we relied on the skies, their colors, living things, and so on to predict weather patterns.Clouds come in different shapes, sizes, and colors. The way they move also differs. Cirrus clouds, for example, are high, thin, and wispy. When they become thicker and descend, it will rain the following day. Cumulus clouds, by comparison, are those big, white, fluffy clouds that resemble gigantic cotton balls. When they grow early in the day, rain is coming soon.And if the temperature also drops and clouds darken, get inside, because a storm is on the way. Clouds can warn us that rain or a storm is coming. Not all clouds, however, mean awful weather. Just remember, the higher the clouds, the nicer the day. The sky color can also forecast changes in the weather. A red sunset sky is terrific news.That tells us dry air is coming. There will be no rain, but it may be a little windy. A red sunrise sky, on the other hand, means dry air has passed and rain and possibly a storm are close. Speaking of colors, if you spot a morning rainbow in the west, rain is heading your way. A rainbow in the east? Good news, sunshine!Nature is a brilliant teacher even now. Sailors usually pay attention to their surroundings to ready themselves for possible rain or storms. They predict wind and rain by looking at flying seagulls. When they see the birds fly to land, they know a storm is at hand.
Question number one.
What enables us to get the weather forecast today?Question number two. What did we rely on to predict weather patterns long before we had the technology? Question number three. According to the speaker, what do sailors learn by looking at seagulls flying to land?